had wandered into the hotel after someone, or something, ran him off the road, his car getting stuck in a ditch. All the while on the walk to civilization, he felt like he was being watched. Then he saw her, the woman with the flashing golden eyes and a long, flowing, sheer black dress that silhouetted her every curve against the backdrop of the eerie lighting coming from inside the house, the fabric sweeping the floor when she walked. She beckoned him inside with a smile and disappeared behind the double doors that led into the hotel. Following her into that huge, multi-level hotel, he looked down the long corridor and swore he heard her laughter. So he followed the sound of her voice, making his descent down the seemingly endless hallway. When he finally made it to the very last door on the right, the laughter stopped. Suddenly, deafening silence. Pushing on the door, it creaked and swung open to reveal a plush parlor, but no sign of the mystery lady. He took a few steps forward, looking around, until he heard a sickening crunch and a sticky, wet splat underfoot. Looking down and lifting his foot, he saw the dark, almost chocolatey-looking, viscous substance oozing up from the floor. Then the laughter started again. Except this time, it was coming from directly behind him. He whirled around, or tried to, stumbling and losing his balance just as her face came into focus, landing with a shout and a splat down into the brown ooze. "Welcome to our hotel, Malcolm," she said sweetly.
How did you know my name?" he stammered, trying to right himself. But the more he struggled to get out of the ooze, the thicker it got, and began to spread and creep up around his feet and hands and anywhere it touched him. When he tried to pull away, the ooze gripped him in a lover's embrace and yanked him down deeper into its midst.
"What the hell is this?" he shouted. The woman laughed, stepping forward, and as she did so, the ooze shrank back, making a path for her.
"I see you've met my pet."
Malcolm stared down, helpless and terrified.
Your pet?"
"Yes," she nodded. "My name is Brighton, by the way, and I'm in charge of the rooms in the North Hall, especially these splashing rooms, and my pet here is made of enchanted molasses, a little family recipe I got from a friend. Once it gets a hold of you, there's no escaping. Unless, of course, I tell it to release you." She smiled and circled around him, the molasses clearing with her every step, save for where it held him and was creeping slowly up his body.
"Of course, we have had some unfortunate accidents. So the molasses also contains the liquefied bodies of its victims. But don't worry," she said, hovering over him. "The process is painless, and I did have to find some way to feed it. That's why I called you here, Malcolm."
The screaming and pleading started. "Please let me go, I'll do anything." Even as the molasses seeped through his clothing and began to dissolve the fibers, Brighton walked away, stopping at the door one last time to look back at her newest victim. "Do enjoy your stay," she smiled. Those flashing golden eyes and that wicked smile would be the last thing Malcolm would ever see. I hope you've enjoyed this Halloween blog train story, and that you're enjoying your stay at the Hotel Enchantrix. Our next stop on the Halloween blog train will be
Mistress Rachel. Stay tuned tomorrow for more. Talk soon.